Ryan Sarner, Anoka. Anoka, Tornadoes. Why Stout?
Coaches were really nice to me. Besides all the other colleges I looked at, they didn't encourage double sports. Coach Nats, he was the one who recruited me. He encouraged because he was a throwing coach at the time. I had asked him about throwing and track, and he totally encouraged doing both.
So track was let's put it this way, in high school, track and football.
Right, track and football.
Okay, so now you've come here. Now you drop track after your freshman year. What's that situation, Ryan? What made you do that?
Oh, I came in my freshman year. I had two full loads of classes both semesters, and it just got done with the season of football, and I got into track, and it just got too much going from full day of classes to track practice and to compete in the off season for football, and I kind of just wanted to drop track because I wanted to compete more in football and try being better than what I could be.
And keep that education bent really alive. Education means a lot to you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I want it. Education is a double major in right now, and I'd like to get, I'm getting the one done this fall. Service management major will be done this fall, and industrial management major will be in the spring.
Industrial management, that's heavy, baby.
Yes, it is. It's not the easiest thing in here.
I mean, what led you to it? What do you want to do with it?
I want to go out and get into the industrial, not construction, but more factory work. I've worked at a concrete plant for almost my whole life. My father has been a big inspiration to me and everything. He's basically been my boss. I had my internship there this last summer, and I really like the concrete aspect of it and the field and everything that goes in with it, the management style.
And Stout's educational bent lends itself to that type of...
Oh, very much so. They have a lot of classes that teach exactly how my job was in their fields, and I know a lot about it, and Stout does. There's classes lean towards the major a lot.
Were you looking at Stout for that industrial management?
My freshman year, I was actually a marketing business education major for one semester, and then I started looking into other majors, and Stout, I saw that they had an industrial management major, and then I saw the service management major, so I wanted to get a customer relations type things too, and I just saw it, and I was like, oh, that's got to be for me, because I love what I did out in the concrete plant.
Football is going to come to a close here pretty shortly, but the education part of Stout will be with you forever. Your thoughts on education and football?
Football has taught me that I need to prioritize everything and that education is very important because football is not going to go on forever. I need to get out. After we get out of here, I need to get a job and I need to basically live my life.
All right, let's go to football then, because it's been fun to watch. Now, pardon me, son, but you have been the ugly one. I mean, you have been the mean-looking man. You've had facial hair since you were a baby, I'm sure, or something, but that has been a... and that smile belies it. Your thoughts on offense and defense of football. The only thing you haven't done is carry the ball.
That's true. I came in. They wanted me to play O-line. I played tackle my first 2 years, and then we came out my junior year. I played guard. I played quite a bit of ball, started a lot of games. And then this year, third week, they asked me, well, what do you feel about putting the blue jersey on for the week? I'm like, well, whatever to help the team, coach. I mean, I was playing guard. I was switching off with Dusty Turvelt every other series, which was totally fine with me as long as it helped the team. He goes, well, how would you like to put the blue jersey on for the week? I was like, all right, it was a Thursday before Whitworth. So I threw on the blue jersey, and they went out there, and I guess they liked what they see, and they put me at nose, and I've been busting my butt at that ever since.
Ever since. Super, kid. Just absolutely super. 73. Have you always been, this book says 6'5", 295. Have you always been that big?
I graduated from high school at 6'2", 296. So, yeah, I've been pretty much big my whole life.
Enjoyed that size. I mean, holy cow. You could still throw some weights around. That would mean coming back to this situation of coaching, kiddo, because you are a two-sport athlete. Does coaching have any future?
My high school football coaches were really big inspiration to me back in the day. That's why I started to be a teacher, education major, because I really wanted to go back to high school and teach business and be a coach. And I've been talking to my coaches throughout the whole year, and they've all been saying, well, you don't have to be a teacher to be a coach. He goes, they'll be more than happy to help me get my coaching license, and they said I always have a job there waiting for me when I finally want to go back and coach.
As a tornado.
Ryan,
hey, thank you much, Ryan Sanger.
Thank you, sir.